Section 1. The Language of Agency and Brokerage. When a real estate licensee provides services to consumers in the marketplace, he or she develops relationships with buyers and sellers. The law of agency provides the legal guidelines which govern the rights and duties of principals, agents, and third parties in real estate transactions. Every licensee assumes the responsibilities of adhering to the requirements of the law of agency. For this reason, it's critical that all practitioners understand the terms which define agency relationships and responsibilities.
Agency. A relationship created when one person, the principal, delegates to another, the agent, the right to act on his or her behalf in business transactions and to exercise some degree of discretion when doing so. Agency. Agency coupled with an interest. An agency relationship in which the agent acquires an estate or interest in the subject of an agency, which is the property. An example of this form of agency would be a broker who agrees to supply financing for a condominium development, provided the developer agrees to give the broker an exclusive listing to sell the completed condominium units. In this situation, the broker has an interest in addition to an agency relationship. Agency coupled with an interest. Dual agency. As this term implies, a broker who represents both the buyer and the seller in the same transaction creates a dual agency relationship. Dual agency. Ethics. A system of moral principles, rules, and standards of conduct. Good ethics is concerned with fidelity, integrity, and competency. Ethics. Fiduciary. The faithful relationship owed by a real estate broker or salesperson to a principal. Among the obligations that a fiduciary owes to the client are complete allegiance and protection of confidential information. Fiduciary. Full disclosure. An obligation requiring a broker to fully and accurately reveal all material facts regarding the property to be purchased. A broker must also disclose in full to a client all known relevant facts affecting a proposed transaction. Full disclosure. Implied agency. An actual agency relationship that arises by deduction or inference from other facts and circumstances, including the word and conduct of the parties. Implied agency. Ostensible agency. An actual agency relationship that arises by the actions of the parties, rather than by express agreement. Ostensible agency. Undisclosed agency. A situation created when an agent deals with a third person without notifying that person of the agency relationship. Undisclosed agency. Universal agent. A general agent authorized to act on behalf of another. Universal agent.
The following terms are some of those most commonly used when referring to the role of a licensee. Agent. A person who is authorized to represent and act on behalf of another person, called the principal. Agent. Associate broker. A real estate license classification used in some states to describe a person who is qualified as a real estate broker, but still works for and is supervised by someone else. Associate broker. Broker. In a real estate transaction, this is normally a licensed party who, for a valuable consideration or promise of consideration, serves as a special agent to others to facilitate the sale or lease of real property. Broker. Buyer's broker. A broker who represents the buyer in a fiduciary capacity. In this relationship, the buyer's broker is paid by either the buyer or by the seller or the listing broker at closing, providing all parties consent. Buyer's broker. Cooperating broker. A broker who assists another broker in the sale of real property. A cooperating broker may choose to represent the seller as a subagent or represent the buyer as a buyer's agent. Cooperating broker. General agent. A person authorized by a principal to perform any and all acts associated with the continued operation of a particular job or a certain business of the principal. General agent. Participating broker. A brokerage company or its sales agent who obtains a buyer for a property that's listed with another brokerage company. Participating broker. Selling broker. The broker who procures the buyer. Do not confuse with the seller's broker, sometimes referred to as the listing broker. Selling broker. Special agent. A person who is authorized by a principal to perform a particular act or transaction. Special agent. Subagent. An agent who is authorized to act on behalf of the principal by the original agent. Subagent.
The following group of terms relates to the listing and marketing of real estate. Buyer's market. An economic situation in which the supply of properties available for sale exceeds the demand. Buyer's market. Commission. The compensation usually paid by the seller to a real estate broker for services rendered in connection with the sale or exchange of real property. Commission. Competitive market analysis. A method of valuing real property based on the appraisal principle of comparison. The value of a property is estimated by comparing the prices paid for similar properties and determining the value accordingly. Often referred to as a CMA, competitive market analysis. For sale by owner, or FSBO. A situation in which the owner attempts to sell a property without listing it with a real estate broker. For sale by owner. Informed consent. Consent to a certain act that's given after a full and fair disclosure of all facts needed to make a conscious choice. Informed consent. Prospect. Someone who may be interested in buying or selling real property. A potential buyer or seller. Prospect. Puffing. Exaggerated or superlative comments or opinions not made as representations of fact, and thus not grounds for misrepresentation, such as, "This property is a real good buy." Puffing. Qualified buyer. A buyer who has demonstrated the financial capacity and creditworthiness required to afford the asking price. Qualified buyer. Ready, willing, and able. A phrase referring to a prospective buyer of property who is legally capable and financially able to consummate the deal. Ready, willing, and able. Referral. A client who has been obtained through the efforts or recommendation of another person. Referral.
The following terms define the relationships which can exist between consumers and licensees, as well as between licensed brokers and the agents who work with them. Brokerage. The aspect of the real estate business concerned with bringing together the parties and completing a real estate transaction. Brokerage. Client trust account. Also called an earnest money account, this is an account set up by the broker to keep a client's monies segregated from the broker's general fund. Client trust account. Customer. Commonly understood to mean a person who purchases property or services without the benefit of representation. Customer. Employee. One who works under the supervision and control of another. Employee. Franchise. The private contractual right to operate a business using a designated trade name and the operating procedures of a parent company called the franchisor. Franchise. Independent contractor. The status of a licensee with regard to his or her relationship to the broker owner. An independent contractor is paid on the basis of performance and not on the number of hours worked. Independent contractor. Principal. In a fiduciary relationship, the person who hires a real estate broker to represent him or her in the sale or purchase of real property. The term principal is also used when referring to the amount owed on a loan. Principal. Principal broker. Under some state license laws, the licensed broker directly in charge and responsible for the real estate operations conducted by a brokerage company. Principal broker. Sales associate. A licensed salesperson or broker who works for a broker. Sales associate. Trust fund account. An account set up at a bank or other recognized depository by a broker, attorney, or other agent. All funds entrusted by the principal or others must be placed into this account, also called an earnest money or trust account. Trust fund account.
The final group of terms in this section are general in nature and deal with all aspects of agency and brokerage. Board of Realtors. A local organization of licensed real estate brokers and salespersons belonging to the National Association of Realtors. Board of Realtors. Branch Office. A secondary place of business apart from the principal or main office from which real estate business is conducted. Branch Office. Cold Call. An unsolicited inquiry to a real estate office from a prospective buyer or seller. The term also applies to a real estate licensee's attempt to acquire listings by telephone or in person. Cold call. Commingling. The illegal act where a real estate broker deposits client funds into his or her personal or general account. Commingling. Deferred commission. A commission that has been earned but not yet fully paid, also called a residual. Deferred commission. Imputed notice. The knowledge held by or the notice given to an agent, which is attributable to and binding on a principal, even if the information is never conveyed to the principal. For example, if a buyer's agent is notified of a seller's acceptance of an offer, the buyer could not withdraw the offer later, even though the buyer has not yet received actual notice of the acceptance of the contract. Imputed notice. Misrepresentation. A false statement or concealment of a material fact made with the intention of inducing action by another party. Misrepresentation. Multiple listing service. Also called an MLS, this is a marketing organization composed of member brokers who are obligated to share their listing agreements with other members. Multiple listing service. Procuring cause. The effort which brings about the desired result. Also called the predominant efficient cause or contributing cause. Procuring cause. Site office. A temporary place of realty business other than the principal place of business or branch office. Real estate activities are conducted at a site office that relate to a specific piece of property, as with an open house, a real estate condominium project, or a real estate subdivision. Site office.
You'll now have the opportunity to take a short quiz to test your knowledge of 10 terms taken from the group we've just studied in this section. After you hear the definition of the term, there'll be a short pause to allow you to recall the term. Then the correct term will be given. Number 1. The effort which brings about the desired result, also called the predominant efficient cause or the contributing cause. Procuring cause. Number 2. The illegal act where a real estate broker deposits client funds into his or her personal or general account. Commingling. Number 3. Consent to a certain act that is given after a full and fair disclosure of all facts needed to make a conscious choice. Informed consent. Number 4. The faithful relationship owed by a real estate broker or salesperson to a principal. Fiduciary. Number 5. An obligation requiring a broker to fully and accurately reveal all facts to a client. Full disclosure. Number 6. An actual agency relationship that arises by deduction or inference from other facts and circumstances, including the word and conduct of the parties. Implied agency. Number 7. A broker who assists another broker in the sale of real property. Cooperating broker. Number 8. A false statement or concealment of a material fact made with the intention of inducing action by another party. Misrepresentation. Number 9. In a fiduciary relationship, the person who hires a real estate broker to represent him or her in the sale or purchase of property. Principal. Number 10. The status of a licensee with regard to his or her relationship to the broker owner. The licensee is paid on the basis of performance rather than on hours worked. Independent contractor.